Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for joining me. Wonderful to see you all. Our topic for this year and the next 6 weeks, this session, this group of Shiurim, is focused on what we're calling living Emuna. Our goal today is to explore why we're talking about Emuna, why are we beginning with this, and what it is. And to do that, we're going to join together on a journey to explore this topic, to explore Emuna. On the way, we will encounter some incredible personalities, a prophet standing on a cliff, a founder of Chassidus, a pious woman in Boston, all of these in pursuit of living Emuna. And of course, this means on both levels, on both layers, living Emuna in the sense of how we live with Emuna and making sure that our Emuna is alive. So why are we starting with this topic? Why did we choose this? And the answer is because Emuna is really the core of all that we do. It's the core of everything. It's the entirety of our Torah and Jewish lives. If you were to be asked, someone stops you on the street and says, how many commandments are there? Excuse me, you seem like an active Jewish person. How many commandments are there? Well, you won't find the number in the Chumash, but the end of Maseches Makos, the end of the tractate Makos in the Talmud discusses that there is a tradition that there are 613 mitzvos. So that's a very familiar number. It doesn't appear in the Chumash, but it appears in the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us there are 613 mitzvos. That's a lot. Those are a lot of mitzvos. Well, what if somebody asked, could you please condense it? Could you just boil it down to something more concise? So you'd say, okay, the Gemara says you can boil it down further and further, 11 and 3. What about 1? If someone were to ask the sages, the Chachmei HaMasorah, what is the single foundational principle of Judaism? What do all the 613 mitzvahs boil down to? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, here's a man who knows. His name was Chavakuk. Chavakuk was a prophet. He's one of the Treyasar. They call them the 12 minor prophets. There was nothing minor about him, but he has a small book, so they compiled them into the Treyasar. So Chavakuk, it's a very dramatic book because even though it's short, it describes how he had, and we'll talk about this, please God, in further weeks when we talk about struggles with Emuna and asking questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and challenging Hashem. Chavakuk stood on a cliff and he had conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in one succinct statement, half a pasuk, he tells us, V'tzadik be'emunaso yichye, a righteous person lives with their Emuna. And that one phrase, that's it, says the Gemara. That is the entirety of Yahadus, of Yiddishkeit. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichye. Chavakuk captures everything. A person lives with Emuna. Says the Toldos, the Heilige Toldos Yaakov Yosef of Polonia, who was the student, one of the students of the founder of Chassidus, he himself was a great giant, Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polonia. He says in Parshas Chayisara, he says that this idea, Emuna, is all of our Yiddishkeit. Tzadik be'emunaso yichye captures everything. And so if we go through our Jewish lives, we could accomplish many things. We could explore many avenues, check many boxes. But we have to make sure, where is the main focus? Where is the Emuna? Because this is the core. This is everything, says the Toldos. It captures our entire Yiddishkeit. What are the, I would say, if you ask anybody on the street, what are the 10 commandments? So many people will tell you those are the 10 most important principles of Judaism. Now, not everybody agrees to that. And the truth is that if you look in Parashas Yisro, it does not say these are 10 commandments. It says these are aseres, these are the 10 dvarim, 10 things. Well, what are these things? So there is a machlokas, there is a debate between the Rambam Maimonides and the Ramban Nachmanides. Now, they never actually debated in person. The Rambam lived, for those who are keeping track, easiest way to remember, the Rambam lived just less than a half hour. He lived from 11:35 till 12:04. That's a joke. He didn't live for a half hour. He lived from the year 1135 till 1204. Nachmanides, Ramban, was born, let's say, arguably 1194 until 1270. So they overlapped a little bit. They never met each other, but they debated many issues. So the Rambam, Maimonides, he looks at this list, the Aseres Hadibros, what we call them, the Aseres Hadvarim, and he says, these are 10 commandments. That's what most people say. Nachmanides, the Ramban, says, not true. These are not 10 commandments. They're 9 commandments and 1 preamble. What are they arguing about? The first of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the awareness that there is a God. The Rambam says, that is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to, as we'll explore, to believe in God, to have faith in God, to have an awareness of Hashem. There's a mitzvah, which the Rambam says is a formal one of the 613 mitzvos, to know that there is a God. The Ramban says, that's not a mitzvah. The word mitzvah means commandment. It's one of the meanings of the word mitzvah. It's not a commandment to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an assumption. It's a presumption. It's the beginning assumption that we all make. That's the basis of observance of a Jewish life, of having a meaningful life, is the existence of God. It's not a mitzvah. So what does this tell us about emunah? It tells us two things. According to the Ramban, emunah, the awareness that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so fundamental that it is the precursor to the Aseres Hadibros. It's the bedrock. You can't even, you can't even have a conversation about Aseres Hadibros. For the Ramban, it's only 9 mitzvahs because you need to begin with Yiddishkeit of emunah. We can't start our day. Today is Tuesday morning in Chicago, live here in Central Time. It is about 9:40. 9:42, we're getting our day going. You can't start your day before we daven chakras, before tefillin, before even v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, is emunah, says the Ramban. The Rambam says, not true. Emunah is a mitzvah. Well, if you look at Rashi, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah recapitulates there the perspective, the description of Maimon Har Sinai, of the giving of the Torah by Hashem at Sinai. And Rashi there quotes a tradition from Rav Sadia Gaon, which he agrees with. Rashi says that these 10 dibros, these 10 commandments, actually include all 613. So you can include within these 10 main categories of mitzvos. One second, somebody is unmuted. Let me, You can include, you could categorize all 613 mitzvos within these 10 commandments. So, for example, the first one is, I am God, etc. The second one is, not to have. Third one, not to swear. Fourth one, honoring parents. Shabbos, fifth one, honoring parents, etc., etc. Under each of those, you can bunch lots of mitzvahs. That's Rav Sadia Gaon. Rashi accepts that, and he says that's how you can categorize them. Well, many point out that all of these 10 commandments can be subsumed under the first commandment. Usually when you find something the first time, for example, you find the word, any word for the first time in the Chumash, that teaches you about the fundamental nature of that word and the way it's going to exist forever. The same thing here. The first of the 10 Dibros is going to be the little capsule which includes all the rest of the 10 Dibros. Well, now, according to Rashi and Rasag, all 10 Dibros include all 613 mitzvos, and all of that is included in that first commandment of the Rambam, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Chavakuk said all 613 are all boiled down to emunah. The Rambam tells us there is a mitzvah of emunah, that's the first one, that can include all 613. The Ramban says that's a precursor. If you look at the Halak Degel Machane Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Degel Machane Ephraim in Parshas Ekev, which is coming up in a few weeks, he says in the beginning, Klal Godol Avodas Habore, a fundamental principle in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in leading a meaningful, rich Torah life. Hu HaEmunah, hu ha'amona. It is emuna, which we'll have to translate. Ve'al zeh, and on this, hayamazir adoni av zekeni zichrona levrachal chayalam abba. This is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh used to tell us. V'zeu shorish l'kol ha'Torah v'avoda. This is the root of everything, of all of our learning, of Jewish living, of being inspired. All of our Yiddishkeit is all rooted in this. And this is what he quotes a pasuk from Tehillim in Kuf Yud Tes. V'zeu sh'amar David HaMelech alav ha'shalom, kol mitzvosecha emuna. The end of that pasuk is sheker v'tafuni azarai. It happens to be that al pipshat, that's not what it's referring to. Says the Degel Machne Ephraim al derech ha-chassidus, al derech ha-drush, ki ikar ha-mitzvos hi ha-emuna l'hamin ba-Hashem. The main, the basic, fundamental principle, the ikar, is the emuna. The mitzvos, in a certain sense, they bring us to emuna. So now that we understand why it is that we need to explore emuna, because emuna is the shorish, is the telos, and encapsulates all of our Yiddishkeit. So then the question is, well, what is it? So let's start with a story. In the late 1970s, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, delivered a hesped, a eulogy. Rabbi Soloveitchik's eulogy was for his machatenister. She was known as the Tolliner Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Rivka Twersky, Aleha HaShalom. And Rabbi Soloveitchik there described many beautiful qualities of Yiddishkeit in the context of reflecting on the Tolliner Rebbetzin. As part of that, he describes his relationship with his mother. Now, we could spend many, many hours just breathing in the Torah of that hesped. It is a masterpiece. It is magnificent. If anybody would like a copy of it, I can email it to you. I think you can probably get it for free on the Tradition website online where the archives are. It's called the Hesped for the Rebbetzin of Talna. It is magisterial. So in there, Rav Soloveitchik is describing what he calls Musar Avicha and Torah Simecha, a tradition of the fathers and a tradition of the mothers. Now this is typological, but it's also somewhat seems autobiographical. His relationship with his own father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and relationship with his mother, Rebbetzin Pesia Soloveitchik, Ni Feinstein, which is how the Rav and Rav Moshe Feinstein were cousins. His mother was a Feinstein. So he says, I learned many things from my mother. He talks about his relationship with his mother and how his mother reflected this concept of Toras Imecha, the Torah of the mothers, and how his mother created an environment and how she was Mavr Sedra. He remembered the tune that she used and the way she had arranged the Shabbos table. And he had a very, very profound connection with his mother. The Rav tells us in that article that he learned from his mother the most important thing in life. Okay. If someone were to say to you, you can interview Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, arguably one of the most important, influential, significant Baalei HaMasorah, rabbis of the 20th century, and he's going to tell you, you could ask him, what is the most important thing in life? So he says, I learned it from my mother. What is it? He said, it is to feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of his hand resting upon my frail shoulder. That's the most important thing in life. To feel the presence of the Almighty. That's the most important thing in life. This was the man who knew Kol HaTorah Kula, who gave 4-hour marathon shiurim on every topic, who has letters, I have here on the shelf, letters that he wrote when he was in university in Berlin, of Rambams that are the most obscure, and he broke down every detail. But the most important thing in life is to feel the presence of the Almighty. Why did the Rav think? Why did Rav Soloveitchik think that that's the most important thing in life? And moreover, why did he learn it from his mother? Well, the word emuna can instruct us, because the word emuna, if you look at the core of it, the shoresh, comes from the word amen, to affirm. But there's even a deeper shoresh. The word amen relates to the word aim, mother. What is motherly? What do we learn from mothers? What kind of interactions do we have with mothers? Mothers are nurturing. They create an experience, as Rav Soloveitchik describes there, a feeling. It's about the presence. Emuna is not about knowledge, information, or cognition. It is about a feeling, an awareness, a presence. Why did Rav Soloveitchik say this is the most important thing in life? Probably because he was giving us a definition of emuna. And as we said, emuna is the shoresh, is the root, it's kolal everything. The Rambam, interestingly, we pointed out earlier that the Rambam calls emuna a mitzvah. This is the first mitzvah in the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. How does the Rambam formulate it? Leida sheyesh sham matzoi rishon, etc. The Rambam does not say in Yesod HaTorah, laha'amin, to have emuna. He formulates it in what we do. What do we do? It's leida. Laha'amin is the mitzvah, is the goal. It's the concept. But the avenue, the process, what we do is leida, is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to know him in a very specific way. The word leida, da'as, in Hebrew, in the Torah, connotes an intimate experiential awareness. Like the awareness Rav Soloveitchik describes in a different place of a bride and a groom, a husband and a wife, in a loving relationship where the husband has a certain awareness, a connection to, an intimate closeness on many levels with his wife and vice versa. The Rambam wants us to know that our relationship with Hashem, even though the Rambam was a philosopher, and it is certainly an intellectual one for the Rambam, but it has, even for the Rambam, who is a great intellect, it has an aspect, a dimension of experience, of feeling and presence. In the 16th century in Tzfat, there was a Mekubal, a tremendous personality, Rebbe Elazar Azkira. He wrote a sefer of mitzvos called the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim is organized differently than the traditional Moni HaMitzvos of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and others, Bahag. It's according to limbs. It's according to the parts of the body. Says the Sefer Charedim, Mitzvah Aleph, Mitzvos Aseh Men HaTorah HaTluyos Belev. There are mitzvos in the Torah that are tluyos, that are hanging in, they are dependent on the lev. And what is that? Sheyamin Sheyesh Aloka Fuchule Vuchule. Based on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Sefer HaRedim says, like the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a commandment. Anochi Hashem is a mitzvah, not like the Rambam, but that mitzvah is a mitzvah in your lev, in your heart, not in your head. Why? Because the heart is the seat of feelings. And that's why, and this is not the only way to look at it, but that's why, at least to me, and maybe to others, there's a very fundamental distinction between emuna and dogma. Emuna is a feeling, awareness, experience of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dogma is, want to know what dogma is? You look in the dictionary. Dogma is, quote, a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly true. So there are many dogmatic elements, there are many axioms in Jewish life. There are certain beliefs that we have. We actually refer to them as the 13 principles of faith or the 13 animamins. But that's a little bit, perhaps, a bit of a misnomer. Animamin be'emuna shalema, that. So for you fill it in after this, in the, look in the davening in the morning, after the shachris, the siddur, they put the 13 animamins. Those 13 animamins, those are dogmatic. Those are the principles. That's true. And we believe those principles. But emuna means living with the awareness of those principles. It's the difference. Rabbi Nathan Lopez Cordoza once gave a nice mashal to this idea. It's the difference between reading prose and listening to music. Reading a shopping list and experiencing a concert. Halavai, Mirtz Hashem, we should get back to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. We'll have the Shiras Halavim. Until we're back, hopefully we'll get back to living normally for those who are here in Chicagoland, and I see some of you on. Imagine going downtown outdoors in the summer, Millennium Park, sitting on the grass and listening to a concert. It's very different than reading a book about Mozart. It's the experience. It's the feeling. It's the ambiance. So when we're going to explore Emunah in the coming weeks, it's in this light. The way we're defining Emunah as the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the awareness, the consciousness, the feeling. It's not about specific principles. That's not what we're going to talk about really much at all. But now we understand why, perhaps, the Heilige Toldos explained that Emunah encapsulates everything. What exactly does it mean, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya, that encapsulates all the 613 mitzvos? On the one hand, it includes everything. You could argue that the purpose of the mitzvos is to come to this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world and in our lives and in our connection to Him. But it's also now, if Emunah is a feeling, an awareness, it's also a dimension of all the mitzvos that we do. And that's what the Toldos also explains there in his commentary in Parshas Chayisara. The Toldos explains, Tzadik be'emunaso yichye, it means that the tzadik goes about their life, lives life with Emunah. When we do mitzvos, the mitzvos that we do are characterized by having Emunah. Emunah is a quality of our actions. It's a quality of life. So it's not just that it encapsulates and encompasses all 613 mitzvos. It actually is a dimension of each of those 613 mitzvos. That's going to be our goal in life. Our goal in life is to live and to perform the mitzvos, to do all of our things in a way that is characterized by Emunah. So to summarize, we are exploring this because Emunah is the core. It is the kernel of our Yiddishkeit. It is everything. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. But what is Emunah? Emunah is the feeling, the experience, the intimate knowledge that there is a God that each one of us is connected to. And whether we have this level of Emunah or aspire to it, whether we've been aware of this, whether we've been taught this, whether we're 18 or 88, it's always an opportunity to come back to this kernel, to this yesod, and to nurture and cultivate this feeling in our lives, this feeling of Emunah. So hopefully this begins a conversation, gives you something to think about. Where do we find that feeling in our lives? Who do we learn it from? Where do we find that role modeling, and how do we cultivate it in our own lives? For some, it's going to be through learning. For some, it's going to be through nature. For some, it's going to be through human interaction. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah talks about lots of different avenues. But Rav Soloveitchik reminds us the most important thing in life is feeling that presence, feeling the hand of God on our shoulders. Halavai will be zochet to that and to continue to grow in this path.